All right, I was coming back anyway. See, Peterborough reminds me a bit of Las Vegas. I went to Vegas for the first time about 2 years ago with 12 guys. I know that sounds bad, let me explain. We went to Phoenix first, chasing the white ball through the desert. Then some of them said, you know, we should hire Harley Davidson's ride through Route 66 and end up in Las Vegas. I said, that's a great idea, so I followed behind in a car. We got to the Grand Canyon, that big hole in the ground that begs a million questions, but the main thing it tells you is this: you are not the most important thing in the world. I think that's what BC did for me when I first went there 10 years ago. It was a wonderful lesson, and I've never forgotten it. But we do. But you know when you leave the movies and you've seen some great film and the soundtrack's going up behind you and those little LED lights are leading you and you think, that was brilliant. I'm going to live differently. I'm going to put other people first. All of that stuff. And it all goes by the time you can't find your car keys, all that sort of stuff. But for a moment, you are changed in the twinkling of an eye. Well, that's what the Grand Canyon does. And then 5 hours later, you drive into the city that says, you are the most important thing in the world. And I thought, I'm going to hate this place, and I absolutely loved it. Ended up staying up for 3 nights straight, just walking around, thinking, oh my God, just looking at it. I knew there were songs on the streets, all those angels with their stories. I went looking for Elvis, because as a kid, as a 10-year-old kid, I loved him in the Las Vegas Hilton, that live album. I used to take my toothbrush when no one was looking and mime in the mirror and do all the moves. But I couldn't find Elvis, but I found this 8-year-old cab driver from Nebraska driving me around one night. And he's lived in Nebraska all of his life. He's married his childhood sweetheart. And sadly, she's passed on. And he told me that he'd come to Vegas to die, son. But I don't think he was going to die because he was telling me where I could pick up women and what bars to go to and all sorts of stuff. I took no interest in whatsoever. But I loved him. He had this twinkle in his eye. And so I went back home and I wrote this song called Vegas. And I thought that was it. I thought that, didn't think too much more about it. But then about 12 months later, I found myself on tour with Annie DeFranco. And we go across America and we play in Vegas. We got the day off. And I'm wandering around. I'm thinking, wouldn't it be something? Would it not be something if I could find the cab driver and give him the CD? So I go and find the office where he picked me up. I just sort of looked up. There was this sort of taxi. I went inside and they knew who he was, but he wasn't in. He was in tomorrow. So I went back the next day, and there he is polishing his cap. So I go up to Mr. Bob Shears, and I say, sir, I don't know if you remember. And he says, well, you look kind of familiar, son. I said, well, I rode in your cab a year or so ago, so you told me the story of how you lived in Nebraska all of your life. You did very well there, got high up in the police force. You married your childhood sweetheart, and you lived together happily. Then she passed on, and you felt empty, and you came to Vegas to die. Wow, I really must have opened up to you there, son. Well, I write songs, sir, and I wrote this song, and I just thought you might like to have the CD. So he takes the CD, and he looks at the lyric sheet, puts his glasses on, and he reads the first two verses. And this little tear rolls down his face, and his hands start shy. I said, look, whoa, would you like to come to the show tonight? He says, well, I don't know if I can get time off work, son. 81 years old, for crying out loud. So we go and see the boss. The boss says, Bob, you got to go. So Bob comes. And I'm not sure what he made of Annie DeFranco's militant lesbian audience, but they were fantastic with him. They were so sweet. And put a spotlight on him. I sang this song. I told the story, and he got a standing ovation from 2,000 people. I like that story, but I'm not stupid either, because I now know that anyone that gets into his taxi cab in Vegas is going to hear this song. You want to come to Vegas with me? Come on now. Try this. Vegas. Whoa. Vegas. Whoa. Sing that for me, Peter Bruegel. Vegas. Whoa. Vegas. Whoa. All right. My cab driver was born in Nebraska, and that's where he met his wife. Till she passed on there a short time ago, Nebraska had been his life. Well, they used to vacation in Vegas, and when he lost her, he thought that he would reach out to friends they had made there. Now he went and settled in the neighborhood, living down in the desert where Vegas, whoa, Vegas, whoa, Vegas, whoa, I'm going down to Vegas, whoa. Says this is the place where it happens, son. This is the place to be found. Everyone's coming from somewhere, trying to turn their luck around. He's 80 years old and he's smiling. He's a contender in his youth. No fading away at the end of the day, when the canyon won't give up the truth. Well, there's always Vegas, come on. Going down to Vegas. Oh, I'm telling you, going down to Vegas. Whoa, well, I'm going down to Vegas. Oh, well, I'm walking for miles after sundown. Still walking as she rises the same. A million angels with stories. This town is Blade Runner without the rain. I want to cry out, I'm so happy, but I cry in my dreams, I'm so sad. 20 cent craps paying whole rollers high, and I figure that my chances aren't bad tonight. I'm going down to it. Like a city gonna set my soul, set my soul. Oh, she right. Oh, see what you have done. Yeah, yeah, I said see. See, see, oh, see what you have done. Oh, God, you made me love you. No, 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 your best friend. Remember when I said, well, that's all right now, mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. It's all right. So I love any way you do. I was just 10 years old when you got here. White suits and the king of pain. When I heard that sad voice rumbling, trembling, I knew things would never be the same. By the time that I got here in my 40s, no way, I asked and they told me you'd gone. I don't buy that for one moment, sir. I can still hear him singing that song all night long. Fever Las Vegas. Yeah, I'm going down to Vegas. Oh, Vegas. Whoa, I'm going down to Vegas. Take it to the top, I'm going to Vegas now. Whoa, I'm going down to Vegas. Whoa, I'm going down to Vegas. Whoa.